Hello and thank you for listening. I am so excited to say that I now have a Patreon that you can go to. I'll make sure I include the information in the show notes. But I have multiple tiers you can choose from. $1, $3, and $5 tiers. The $1 Spooky Soul tier gives you access to an online Discord community that is filled with fellow spooky souls. If you want to talk about creepy, cozy things, you might be interested in that. The $2 Cryptid Creature tier lets you have that online community, as well as giving you early access to episodes, bonus content, and secret bonus content. And the $5 Cachoo Cuddler tier, named after my fluffy, squish-faced kitty, lets you have that online community, early access to episodes, and the bonus material. But it also lets you suggest future episodes, and I'll shout out your name during each episode. Thank you so much for your listenership and support, and I can't wait to talk to you more soon. Hello, and welcome to Creepycore and Folklore, the show about creatures, encounters, old tales, and myths. I'm your host, Iona Wayland, a dark fantasy author, mental health professional, and overall curious person. I want to join other spooky souls and hear about these unusual stories. Hello, spooky soul. I'm so glad I get to talk to you, even though I have gross sick voice. I made it 4 good years. And then I got COVID, and I hate that it sounds like this whenever I have something important to talk to you about. My update for you, it's become apparent with the current way that my career is going, which is great. It is great, and I have some opportunities there for developmental growth and career growth and opportunities there. And then also having a toddler and also trying to continue with publishing my book series, my Hollowverse book series, that doing a very consistent, scheduled research, you know, and scripted podcast all on my own is too much right now, even though this is something that I've always wanted to do. And so I was thinking about it, and I was talking about it with colleagues of mine and friends of mine, and of course my family, and how I really like this and I don't want to like feel stressed with it. I want this to be fun, because that's the whole point of Creepycore and Folklore, was to be able to talk with other spooky souls and talk about things I was interested in and be able to do that. So here's my new proposal. This is my new proposal for you. I'm going to go on an indefinite hiatus, and I'm doing this thing where I don't normally do, where I'm going to keep it really loosey-goosey, where instead of having everything planned out like I love, I'm very type A personality. Instead of planning things out, I'm going to see what happens. So that might mean not ever coming back to Creepycore and Folklore, or that might mean that once a month there's something really interesting to me and I'm looking at it anyway, and so I upload my interest in it and create content that way. I'm not going to have anything for sure planned. There's been a lot of cool stuff that happened in the past year and a half of podcasting. It's been I started on August 1st of 2022, and Creepycore and Folklore skyrocketed all across the world. It was in these crazy charts. A lot of people, I got to meet them, and it was like really cool to hear people's stories. And it's just been such a wild and really fun adventure. And it's been really cool meeting people. So I never really want to fully close the door on this. And I really like podcasting. It's just that when I look at the grand scheme of all the things going on in my life right now, it's the one that takes up the most amount of time, just because it's me, you know, researching, scripting and editing, uploading and keeping to those schedules all by myself. And so I just want to make sure that I keep it fun and relaxed, but I also am proud of the things that I put out, and I want to make sure that my input is accurate and that I do enough research and things like that too. And if I'm pressed for time, that's going to make me not be as critical-eyed when looking at different things, and maybe like rush through things that really bring me joy. And so I'm going to take a break for an indefinite amount of time. But I'm going to just say that this is a goodbye for now, like an hasta luego until next time. And I think that it's been wonderful to be able to meet you and talk to you and know that you're out there and hear your story. And there are people that have taught me things about the stuff I was interested in, where they're like, oh, I know you talked about this folklore. Did you know that this is behind it? Or here are the symbolisms. And it's just been such a great way to kick off this spooky journey. And I'm still going to be really active on social media. So if you want to follow me on Instagram and TikTok, Instagram is where I'm the most active, and that's at Creepycore and Folklore. And of course, you can email me. My email is creepycoreandfolklore@gmail.com. If you want to talk to me about spooky stuff, I'm always open to that. And it's just really fun to be able to have this connection and have this big year and a half project that I can kind of make a conclusion on and have out there, but I can also return back to if I'm ever interested in the future. And I think I will be. I have a feeling that once the babo's in school, and when she's a little bit older, and a little bit more independent, then I think this would probably be a lot easier to do. And it's a fun project, and I'm glad that I have the foundation to continue on in the future if I'd like to, which I'm pretty sure I will. But most of all, I just wanted to thank you for being there. You were with me through the start of it, and being a new mom, and the crazy early birth that I had, and I felt really like I was going through it alone, and I felt like I was weird because I had these interests. And this has really shown me that there's a whole community of spooky souls out there, and they're really cool, and we all have a lot of similar interests, and we're fun to talk to. And so I just wanted to thank you for that, because that meant more to me than anything else ever could have, just knowing that you're out there. I'll also be updating the Patreon, and the different tiers will offer different perks. But also, I totally understand if someone doesn't, you know, wanted to be on Patreon solely for the podcast, that is just fine. And it's a little Patreon anyway, but I have figured I'd let you know in case you wanted to cancel your Patreon membership, or you were curious if that was going to offer anything, which it will. And I'll make sure I update that. And Kachu himself and the babo want to say bye. So here's Kachu. And the babo is going to say bye-bye, spooky soul.
Bye-bye, cha-cha-cha.
Aww. Thank you so much for being there. I know I keep saying bye a million different ways. It's because I equally want to have a break and then also not stop at the same time. Dang, self-care and balance is so hard. Hi. But this is just a goodbye for now. And I will see you next time, spooky soul. Hasta luego. Thanks to all you spooky souls out there for listening to Creepycore and Folklore. Follow on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok if you're looking for more uncanny content. If you have your own tales to tell, you can email creepycoreandfolklore@gmail.com. If you liked this, please leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, or tell a friend who might enjoy these stories to spread the word. If you're interested in dark fantasy, check out my Hollowverse series. Ashes is available now in paperback and ebook on Amazon, and audiobook on Audible, and the sequel is underway. I'm Iona Wayland, and I'll see you next time.